Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. On the beach, a fire burns in a metal barrel under a clear blue sky. A solitary figure stands a little distance away. Frankie's painting lies on the sand, its stretcher bars broken. Frankie dances. She drops the painting in the barrel. The flames eat into the canvas. Smoke rises. With her walking stick in one hand, she holds a smaller stick in the other and waves it over the fire. She blows in a toasted marshmallow on the tip of the small stick. A pale band of pink rests on the distant horizon. She walks away. Munching on the marshmallow, she steps onto the beach house patio. Turns my whole world misty
blue. If you're a ghost, I'm a friend.
What if I'm Babe?
Oh, Babe. Ah. Oh, my God, I didn't know you were back.
I'm back, and look, I've got a new wagon.
What's in it?
Just a little spring cleaning. I saw your fire ceremony from my bedroom window when I wanted to get in on it.
Oh, Babe, I was cleansing myself of an ugly corporate chapter of my life.
They hug again.
But I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you. I want to hear all about your travels.
Oh, same old, the Great Wall, the Berlin Wall, the Wailing Wall, the whole world is just a bunch of walls. Now, come on, catch me up.
Let's see. Robert and Saul told us they were lovers, so I moved in here with Grace. Saul and Robert got married. Now they're getting divorced because Saul was unfaithful with a woman who turned out to be me. And I almost made $9 million.
Babe frowns.
You and Grace are living together?
Frankie shrugs. At a motel, Robert parks. Saul stares ahead.
I wasn't really expecting today to go like this. But I'm so glad it did.
Me too.
So, how do we do this exactly?
I think we've reached that point in the evening where you ask me if I'd like to come in.
Do you want to come in?
I do, but I don't want you to think I'm easy.
Believe me, I know you're not easy.
At the beach house.
What's so funny?
I'm just trying to picture you two down here hanging over waffles in the morning.
It's been a process.
I thought you hated Grace.
Hate, such a strong word.
It's the word you used when you said things like, I hate Grace.
Thank God I could vent about her on our walks.
You know, she vented about you too, Sunshine.
When?
On my walks I took with her, right after the walks I took with you.
You did a lot of walking.
I did. My ass looked good then.
Your ass looks good now.
So, how's Grace been managing with all this drama?
Like a champ. With my help, of course. And you know, like how she was always a skinny, emotionally shut down drill sergeant. Now she's a skinny, not so emotionally shut down drill sergeant.
Where is she? I want to give her a squeeze.
Upstairs sleeping. She's going through a lot of rough stuff right now. I'm sure she'll tell you, but it's very private, sir. It's not for me to say.
Babe nods.
She reconnected with this guy that she'd been in love with 3 years and it didn't work out.
Babe sits up.
He has a sick wife.
Babe sits back again.
I'm sure she'll tell you.
If only her neighbor were throwing a party. Maybe that'd cheer her up.
A babe party?
The babe party. Oh. It's gonna be the party to end all parties.
I don't know how it could beat the last one. It went on for 24 hours. Are you gonna have that little monkey that picks pockets?
Oh no, I'm done with her owner. He doesn't think Patton Oswalt's funny.
Fuck that noise.
Daytime, at the motel, Robert lies on his side with Saul's arm over him.
Turns out you are easy.
God, I missed you.
Robert kisses Saul's hand.
It's a moment's missing you too. But I played it pretty close to the vest. It's good holding you again.
I thought you were holding me, so I didn't drop to the floor.
Sorry, the bed's so small.
Don't be. It's the best night's sleep I've had in weeks.
Me too.
This place is way worse in the daylight.
Fortunately, it never gets brighter than this.
Why would you move in here in the first place?
I don't know. I guess after what I did to you, it's what I thought I deserved.
I will never again doubt how bad you felt. And I'm sorry.
At the beach house, Frankie scoops seeds from melons. Grace rubs her forehead.
Good morning.
Try again.
Bad morning.
Grace touches her nose.
Can I get you something?
Grace gets a glass.
A larger sphere of personal space.
It's one thing I'm out of.
Then no.
Okay, here's what we need to do. We're gonna start Frankie Bergstein's three-step emotional healing system, patent pending.
No.
Step one, talk about it. You need to purge. It's essential for closure.
No.
And I've got watermelon. It's everyone's favorite low-calorie food, basically celery, in a Lily Pulitzer dress.
Can we move on to step two so I can say no to that?
Step two, art therapy.
No.
I soaked you an extra lump of clay.
I just want to get into my bed.
Grace adjusts a chilled eye mask.
Watch that show where terrible people buy tiny houses.
All right, but I want you to know I'm proud of you. I know it was hard to say no to Phil, but it's so much better that you stopped it before it started.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm not gonna let you put a negative spin on this. You are my Shiro.
Please don't tell me why.
I'll tell you why. You were strong when you made a clean break. You weren't weak like I was when I slept with Saul.
Grace cuts a core in the watermelon. She adds chilled vodka.
Why are you defiling my watermelon?
Because they don't sell them like this.
Isn't it a little early for that watermelon to be drunk? I'm talking about you, Grace. You're the watermelon.
I'm not having it now. It has to marinate. I'm cooking.
You know, you should share that with Babe. She's back.
She is? God, I'd love to see her, but not right now.
The boys are coming today to meet Jacob. You want to join us for crafts?
You talking to me or the watermelon? Because the watermelon's not coming. I'm the watermelon.
You want me to cancel so I can be with you?
Oh, please don't feel hurt, but I need some alone time.
Yes, alone time is all part of the process. You can vlog, you can write your feelings in the sand, you can jump in the pool and do some underwater yelling.
I think I'm just gonna take myself for a walk on the beach.
In a bar, Grace finishes a martini.
Best martini in town. Another.
If you think I'm gonna ask you why you're drinking at 11 in the morning, you come to the wrong bartender.
That's exactly why I'm here. No talking, just drinking.
Grace pushes her glass toward Billy.
Hey!
In the beach house.
Are we really braiding garlic?
I think it's Mom's idea of a group bonding activity. Are you really packing a dry lady dry?
Mom asked me to pick it up.
Man, I cannot believe she is back on deodorant.
Well, maybe she's just trying to get ahead of the garlic.
Frankie B!
Up or down? Down or up?
What?
My hair.
Oh, down.
Oh, God, I better go fix it.
She applies deodorant to her wrists.
I mean, what about my dress? Is it like too? Is it? My hands are so sweaty. I hope you like him. I think you will. I know he's gonna like you. He's really a great. I'm pretty sure you will like him too. Oh God, I'm so nervous. You can't tell, can you? Really?
Not at all.
Whoa.
Coyote hops over the back of the couch and joins Bud.
Our mom is using store-bought deodorant for a man that isn't our dad.
Or Art Garfunkel.
She is leaning in, man.
Yeah.
You think this guy's the real deal?
Well, she seems pretty sure about him. And she deserves to have somebody. Maybe he's that someone.
Or maybe he's that someone that blows in with all the sizzle and jazz of a master garlic braider. Only he's braiding someone else's garlic on the side.
That would suck.
Not on my watch.
I'm really nervous now, too.
They both get up. At the door, Jacob holds a wooden crate.
Well, hey, here he is.
Hey, guys. Great to finally meet you. Mom talks about you two all the time.
Bud nods.
I got a few more boxes in the car.
We will give you a hand.
Bud's smile disappears.
Bud, I love him.
You just met him.
No, I can tell. He's solid, man.
Bud frowns.
I got great instincts.
You have terrible instincts. That's what you're known for.
Bud heads off. Coyote carries the garlic into the house. At the bar, a dart hits the bullseye.
Suck on that, bitches.
I think she's hustling us.
You're next, abandoned husband. I hope you're not as bad as a worker's comp. You think he'd be better with all that free time on his hands.
Grace drifts to the bar.
Hey, you, excuse me. How much do you have to drink to not feel anything?
If you're still asking, you're not even close.
The woman lies her head on the bar. Grace drains her glass.
Hello!
Okay, maybe you should slow down. It's 12:15.
But I'm having a good time with my friends. Workers' comp. Been here since last night. And...
abandoned husband.
Yeah. I love these guys. Hey, let's start a darts league. Darts league. A round for my darts league. We need a name.
Who darted?
Did you get it?
Billy nods. At the beach house.
Hey, that's some pretty stellar braiding you got going on.
Oh, thanks.
Bud, look at you.
Yeah.
Super first attempt.
Thanks, but I've actually done it before.
Hey, man, every braid is unique. I think it was Thoreau who said, I was not designed to be forced. I will breathe after my own fashion.
Whoa.
Even your depths have depth.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Oh, good. I have no idea what you just said. So what can you tell us about yourself, Jacob?
Well, I was born in a pretty small town in upstate New York.
Mom said you were married. What happened there? When and how did things go south?
Bud.
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind. My ex-wife wanted out of the marriage, but it was the right thing to do for both of us.
Was it amicable?
Oh, yeah. We're good. She's remarried, but we still do holidays together.
I'm too good to be true, Island.
I think it's super cool that you have a farm.
Yes, how are your yields? Do you do okay for yourself?
I'm comfortable.
Well, that is a relief, because Mom's not as wealthy as this beach house might lead a person to believe.
Frankie leans an arm on Jacob's shoulder and regards Bud. At the motel.
How was the shower?
The shower is worse than the bed, and I would use the word shower loosely. It's more of a random drip. I had to run around to get fully wet.
Sorry. And don't use the hairdryer. It's downright dangerous. Unless you need to light the stove. Sit down. Breakfast is served.
Doesn't this look lovely?
Special K or corn checks?
Offering a selection, are we?
But of course.
Saul hands him a paper towel.
Special moment? Special K.
We only have one spoon. I'll use the fork.
You don't mind?
It actually achieves the perfect milk to cereal ratio I've been searching for my entire life.
Robert pours the milk, then passes the pitcher.
Bon appetit.
Robert looks up.
Right on time.
Every day.
Every day I've been here.
Robert pulls the towel from his robe and dabs his mouth. He gets up.
Sir, if I may.
He holds out a hand, then gestures, come on. They dance, holding each other close. Eyes closed, Saul smiles. chunk of plaster falls.
We gotta get out of here.
And quickly, too. Let's go home.
At the bar.
Whoa. What else you got?
Concerns about your drinking?
Well, then you're in the wrong line of work, sissy. Hey, for this next one, surprise me.
Okay. I have the perfect thing.
Billy sets a glass in front of her.
What's in there?
It is a water and water with a water back.
I'm not thirsty. I just want a drink.
You need to take a breather.
No, you're too drunk.
Okay, I'm cutting you off.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just see about that. Somebody give me a boost.
Abandoned husband.
I knew it would be you.
He lifts her to a bell which says, ring the bell to buy everyone shots.
Now you have to serve me. It's the law.
He lowers her. She kisses him.
Hey, that is it. Guys, that is it. Get off. Hey, off. Go. I am taking you home. Where are your keys and where is your car?
At home.
Okay, fine. I'm going to put you in a cab.
No, I'm putting you in a cab. I'm putting all of you in a cab.
Why are you going all leaving Las Vegas on me right now? I mean, seriously, what is wrong with you today?
I thought you were the bartender who doesn't ask questions.
Usually, yeah. The guy you just kissed, abandoned husband, his name is Pete. And been here since last night, that is his wife.
You mean an abandoned husband is just husband? Oh, God. They're all over the place.
All right, come on. Let's leave before you do something else.
No, I don't want to go home. They talk too much about feelings there. I hate it.
Okay, you're going home. Come on.
And you know what else? I lied. You don't make the best martinis in town. Cheesecake Factory does.
Grace stumbles off at the beach house.
Are you a fan of whimsy? Answer carefully.
Hey, Cashmere.
Are you interrogating my boyfriend?
No, I'm just asking a series of pointed questions in order to get the truth. That's different.
You are supposed to build bridges with garlic and words.
Or find out if he has a secret love child with Cher.
You've asked him that 5 different times in 5 different ways, and his answer every time is no.
That's not true. The last time his answer was, why do you keep asking me that?
What is this about? Do you not like Jacob?
He seems perfectly nice.
He is.
Until he's not. Dad's the nicest guy in the world, and he broke your heart. I mean, what's this guy gonna do?
I don't know.
Yeah. That answer terrifies me. I can't let you get hurt again.
Well, I may be hurt again, because sometimes that's what happens in a relationship, and it's not your job to protect me from that.
I feel like it is.
I'm telling you it isn't.
I just want to make sure that somebody's looking out for you.
Oh, sweetheart, why don't you chill the F out and give Jacob a chance?
She leaves Bud in the kitchen, at the dinner table.
No, wait a minute. You worked on the Hubble telescope?
Grace slips in.
I worked on a team. That worked for a team that worked on the Hubble telescope.
He's being modest. He has a letter from the president.
No way.
Once I was held back from riding an elevator because the first lady was riding in it.
In the kitchen, Grace drinks from the faucet.
Well, do you have stories? Or is it top secret? I get it. You'll tell me later.
I can fix it.
Grace? I like 1/3 cake, 1/3 berries, and 2/3 cream.
That's 4/3.
I guess it is.
Here she comes.
Are you drunk?
Oh, I hope so. I drank enough.
Grace grabs a piece of cake.
Oh, good. Why don't I eat cake more?
She leans against Frankie.
How about some coffee?
Nah. Keeps me up.
Jacob glances at Coyote.
Mm. How are you, Jacob?
Can't complain.
Oh, you guys, you make a great couple. You're gonna make beautiful babies one day.
Oh, I think that ship has sailed.
Oh, right, because you're afraid of standing up on China.
She sinks onto Jacob's chair arm.
Okay, party's over.
No, why? You're always telling me to eat. I'm eating, this is how I do it. Bud told me he was done.
Bud did not say that.
Grace, what are my eyes saying?
Oh, probably more of your hippie bullshit.
That was harsh.
Okay. I think somebody's ready for bed.
No! No! I'm ready to purge. Isn't that what we do here? We purge our feelings? That along with a bunch of other stuff.
Come on, Betty, bye. This is not the time or the place to purge our feelings.
Come on, you
passive
bitch.
Resistance.
No, you should.
Is that what gets you off?
You're being mean to me.
Because I just realized how much better off I was without you.
How can you say that to me?
Because you're a bully.
How am I a bully?
You bullied me into Phil. You bully me into feelings. I don't want to feel.
Then don't. I don't care.
Grace pushes Frankie, who sits.
You liar. You don't care. Because if your Better Grace project doesn't work out, I'm just like everything else you do, a total failure.
And we're done.
Jacob picks up Grace.
Oh, I'm not done. I'm still eating. Give me some cake.
Take the go.
I love him.
What do you want?
How about the middle of the ocean?
No. She's just kidding. If she was just kidding.
Jacob carries her out of the room.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie pats Bud's hand on her arm. At Robert's.
That looks good, love. Thank you for making dinner.
Thank you for going, when you know it's cashew cheese lasagna.
Plates in hand, Saul pauses and stares at the table in the kitchen.
What?
I think it's just... all I can see is you hunched over there after the heart attack.
And I haven't been able to sit there since the night you told me about Frankie.
Maybe we should eat in the dining room?
Where Grace and I told our daughters I was leaving her. That was a fun brunch.
Right.
How about the sunroom?
Where Stan Singer almost caught us kissing New Year's Eve 1999.
Why did we risk kissing that night anyway?
It was Y2K. We thought the world was ending.
I suppose we could eat on the stairs.
Where you almost bludgeoned me with a toilet plunger.
It's this whole house, isn't it?
But it's your house.
But it's never been ours. I was happier this morning with you in that dump.
You want to go back?
No. But I think we should call a realtor in the morning.
Wow, that's...
Robert hands him a glass of wine.
An exciting idea. But where do we actually eat tonight's dinner?
At a restaurant.
Robert takes a sip and walks off. Saul glances down at his plate. He shrugs.
Okay.
Nighttime, at the beach house. On the patio, Grace sleeps on a lounger. She sits up and puts a hand to her head. Inside.
Frankie?
Grace picks up a note.
I threw away your alcohol. You're welcome, and don't worry, I recycled the bottles. Oh.
Grace opens the freezer. She scans a shelf. On a lower shelf, a sign. All of it. Outside, Grace opens a flap on a kayak. Another note. What did I just say? Inside, Grace checks a plastic bin. This note has a hand with a raised middle finger signed Love, Frankie, at a party store.
I can't believe how mad I am that Grace made me so mad. I mean, she was so drunk, I don't even know why I was listening. Although sometimes that's when the things you really mean come out. When you're not thinking. That's the whole theory behind improv.
I'm gonna have a hell of a walk with her tomorrow.
Oh, please don't. She's too mean to deserve a walk with you.
I hate to change the subject, but critical juncture. Racing car or snail in a top hat?
What about cross-eyed bear? I feel bad for him.
A piñata.
Marty Feldman, you're coming to the party.
He's so cute. Almost makes you think twice about beating him to a pulp, which I am going to do.
Babe stands on the shopping cart. Frankie pushes. In the car, wearing sunglasses, Grace grips the steering wheel tightly. She collides with a concrete parking bumper.
Fuck.
She picks up her overturned purse.
Oh, come on.
She retrieves her wallet and gets out. Her keys lie on the seat. In the liquor store.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It looks like we're all out of that size.
We have other brands.
No, just give me the size you do have.
We have these fun little baby-sized ones. I mean, not baby as in a baby, but...
Great. How many of these equal a regular bottle?
Like, probably 100.
Grace opens a paper bag and tosses in handfuls of tiny liquor bottles. Brows furrowed, the clerk watches and rings up the purchase. A man drives her car away in the party store.
We've got masks, we've got pilgrim hats, we got a great deal on 2013 sunglasses.
We just need that kid to come back with the helium.
Now, I appreciate you letting me put whatever I want into the cart, but I'm a little confused as to theme. I have a theory, dare I say wish.
Hit me.
A sweet 16 party for your breast reduction.
Close. A bon voyage party.
For you?
Pour moi.
Vous êtes un saint. I don't know French.
Well, if you want a tarot card reading from Jean-Pierre, I suggest you learn.
Are you really going away again? You just got back. I'm still basking in the glow of your joie de vivre. I do know French. Where are you going this time? Can I tag along?
I'm sorry, honey, you can't come.
Please, I'm really fun to be with, and I really need a vacation from Grace.
I'm sure you do, but this isn't it.
Why?
Because I'm going to the one place you don't come back from.
A carnival cruise?
No, sunshine. That's not where I'm going.
Ma'am, would you like me to bring this up for you?
Yes, please.
Babe turns back to Frankie, who stares off.
Bye-bye, babe.
The party to end all parties. My God.
And I need you to help me.
Babe gives Frankie a long look. Outside the liquor store, Grace halts and looks around.
Oh, come on!
At the party store.
Hello.
Hey, Frankie. It's Grace. I need you to come pick me up.
Find your own way home.
Oh, wait, I have coupons.
Frankie smiles at Babe and pockets her phone. Grace stares at the payphone. The neon Circus Liquor sign blinks on and off. Grace hangs up the phone. Fade to black.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Just a mention of your name turns the flicker.
Okay, good night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.